come to grips with your potentiality. It's exciting. This is the thought for today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Come to grips with your potentialities. It's exciting. We've been having breakfast talk about coming to grips with your potentialities and not limiting yourself in any way. But what are your potentialities? A lot of people have no idea what their potentialities are. They have no idea where they want to go in life, what things are exciting to them. They have no idea what turns them on. And sometimes, as they will say privately to you, what turns them on isn't something that they would call their potentiality. Isn't something necessarily that's good or bad. But what turns you on? What really makes your clock tick, you know? What gives you the starting point in your life to really accomplish something? I was talking to a friend a few days ago, and we were talking about his goals in life. And he says, well, here I am, 22 years old, and I have no idea what I want to do. And I said, that's not unusual. I said, just go for whatever interests you. And probably by the time you're 32, you'll have had about 6 different things interest you. By the time you're 42, you maybe have a dozen things that you have gone into and tried out and were interested in. And maybe by the time you're 80, you find the thing that turns you on for your whole life, the most exciting thing in the world. And you say, why did it happen so late? It's not late. You've just been born then. Think of yourself as being brand new. You know that Grandma Moses didn't start painting until quite late. And Churchill didn't start painting until quite late, and Eisenhower didn't start painting until quite late. Not that they were all that good, but they had a name, and they had this background, and I want that done by Churchill, you know, or by Eisenhower or something. But and then Picasso, he changed his style of art at his on his 80th birthday. Can you imagine that? He changed the total style of art to a new direction for him. Many other artists have been painting these different styles all along, but it was new for him. Now, coming to grips with your potentialities is, what do we say? Be yourself and have fun. What is it that is exciting for you? Is it exciting for you to take the car and drive to the beach and walk the beach? Well, do it. Do it. Take the car to the beach, park, and take off your shoes and walk up and down the beach, maybe your swimming suit, whatever, walk up and down the beach, and just think about it. That's exciting to you. That's interesting. You have no idea why you're delighted in doing that. You have no idea why it's so beautiful for you to hear the waves as they undulate into the shore and leave their breaker noises now and then. And you hear the seagulls squawing and squeeing as they're running along the shore and as they're flying low, letting the current lift them, the ground force of the wind, just keeping them aloft, just above the surface of the water. Amazing, amazing. And you're watching all this, and then you sit down, and you're just enjoying yourself. You're just in the right place for yourself, you think. And so you start listening to the music of the water, and you hear the beat to it and the pattern to it. And you think, that's interesting. And then it becomes very powerful in your mind. And you go back home again, and you plinker it out on the piano, and you say, hey, that's a very charming melody. And then you say to your friends, you say, hey, what do you think of this melody? And they say, well, it's great, but it just needs a little syncopation to it, you know. And so then you add this syncopation to the melody, which is the counter melodies and so forth, and pretty soon you come up with some fabulous piece of music that you would never have done had you not gone to the beach. And this is what happens when you follow your dream. You don't know. Now, another thing might happen. You go to the beach, and you're walking along, and you meet somebody. you meet a boy or a girl or whatever, and you talk, and they say, I've been battling with some problems in my mind, trying to come up with some solutions. And then they talk to you about their problems, and then you talk about your attitude toward their problem as a solution type of thing. And before you know it, they say, that's exactly it. Will you help me solve this? Will you come and join my firm? Will you do this or do that? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and you have come up with something significant for somebody, and that means a lot to them, and so they want you in their life. Now, how does that happen? Yes, it does. Newport Beach, it happened quite often. I've met a number of different people who come up to me, and we know each other from our beach walks, and they say, do you know what just happened? Yeah. And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. You just don't know where the doors are going to open for your good. So you present yourself. Now, Stefan was saying that he liked to go play volleyball, soccer that is, and he wanted to play soccer, and he didn't know who to play soccer with. And he was here on campus, and we had our counselor, our financial counselor, with us for years and years and years. And Stefan never even thought of him. But all of a sudden, he realized that Jeff loves soccer too. And Jeff belonged to a soccer team down in San Diego. And he says, why don't you come be with us? But now, Stefan was just about ready to make some other changes, so he went down there for two or three times. But, he could have had that all along if he had just gone out and socialized. But he always let Ellen and I do the stuff with the stockbroker and these things, and so he never really got too closely associated, even though we took him down to Toastmasters to meet him down there. And that wasn't his thing, you know. And again, in Toastmasters, Ellen and the gang have been going to Toastmasters. And in Toastmasters, who did they find?
Daniel and Jeff.
The stockbroker and our webmaster. Both of them. And both of them were ordinary people, nice people, young people, but they didn't have much self-esteem. And Toastmasters helped them build their self-esteem, and then, of course, Ellen and the gang encouraged them to be even more with self-esteem. And so we encouraged them through their employment, through their work, through their genius. It was their genius. We just encouraged them to do it. And then we also encouraged them with their love affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them got married. Ellen did one of the weddings, and they're still married. That's always a test, you know. And each one has gone through a little ups and downs in their program, but they got balance because they found it within themselves. And we kept telling them, though, just believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And they did, and they do, and they are. And it's fantastic. But you see, come to grips with your potentialities. It's exciting. They didn't really know the possibility. And then Ellen went up flying and did her solo and so forth. And Jeff says, that sounds like fun. And Jeff's dad has been flying, but Jeff never bothered to fly. And so he went out to take flying lessons. Wow, a whole new world's opening up for him. And not only flying lessons, he's going out and taking instrument flight lessons too. And, you know, that's even more demanding. Now, what's going to become of that boy? Who knows? Who knows what doors are going to open for him? What magnificence is going to open for him? Because he's entering into these different potentialities that he has, and he's letting them express in his life. And what the heck? He may become a fantastic pilot. He may do some amazing things. He may be another Amelia Earhart, let's hope not. But Amelia Earhart was a very fabulous lady. She was on the forefront of women in aviation. And Ellen belongs to the organization Women in Aviation. You do. It's in the internet. It's on your story about your life, you know, all the organizations you belong to. My goodness, you are a very
famous person.
Famous person. Thank you. I knew there's a word for that. But this is following your potentialities, living them. Now, Ellen took the training course and passed everything so easily and did everything perfectly, but then she lost interest in flying because she had done what she wanted to do, and now it's just another little toy on her shelf. But later in life, when she gets a little more mature, she may decide that she might like to take up flying again. She might like to do something with it. Maybe she wants to fly between her Caribbean island and her San Diego base for the University of Healing, and she'll have her little Learjet that she pops back and forth to the Caribbean island. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And why not? And of course now, with satellite, you don't really have to have connections, you know, wired connections. You can have satellite on the island to beam down and up your programs and just beam up the entire manuscript for the gist to some shore printer, have them print it and mail it, do everything, then send you 4 or 5 copies, you know.
Great. I like that.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And all we do is just use the wireless. But this is using your potentialities, mm-hmm. following them. Who knows? And you have no idea. You could have, but you haven't. You have no idea of why you do things. You just do things because they're fun and because it's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then you follow through with it. But do everything you do complete. Do everything you do maximum. Because then when the time comes for you to make your next step using some of the gifts that you have developed in your life, some of your potentialities you've developed, you won't have to back off and back up and do over because you hadn't finished something, you know. It always pays to finish each step as you go along. I have my private pilot's license, and I renewed it every once in a while. You have to renew it annually. And that means you go down to your medical doctor and he looks you over and he says, yes, you're fit to fly, you know, or you're not fit to fly. Those are things they can say too. But then that's a little gift that you have. It's one of your potentialities that you're preparing to move you on into some beautiful experiences in life. Sounds good, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Now, don't laugh. Don't laugh. The Caribbean island could quite be, or maybe one of the Hawaiian Islands. Take the Big Island, they're not using it for anything, you know. No, there's lots of things like that. And there are lots of people on Earth who own private islands, really. And some of them are quite wonderful. And there's no reason why they wouldn't sell it. You put the cause in motion, and it's yours,
okay.
You know.
It's ours.
But the thing is, you just have to put the cause in motion. And they don't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They give it gratis.
What's that?
They give it without paying.
Well, no. They pay us to take it.
Ah!
Because
like
they want to make sure that it's maintained at peak, you know?
Caretaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, caretaker, right. So then Greg and Rochelle come over and are the caretaker. And then Greg does, Rochelle works on the computers with the upgrading of the manuscripts and stuff like that. And Sylvia, she keeps working on the gist and the other things.
Sylvia.
Oh, I tell you.
That doesn't please you?
Oh, I like it, but don't make me a 2,000-year-old gist worker. As if I had no other potentials.
All right. Since you have opened your mouth on tape here, what potentials have you got? Tell me some of them so that we can encourage them.
Well, I am an overall genius.
Yes, but that is not anything that you can sell.
Yeah, but
you can only sell a genius that has specifics to it.
Oh, I'm a fabulous speaker.
That's fine. Go on.
Yeah, I'm a...
I disagree with you. A fabulous speaker is a speaker who will speak every time he gets a chance. Yeah, yes. You see, now you run to the telephone. No, really. A person who is a teacher is always a teacher. A person who is a speaker is always a speaker. And they take every opportunity. Now, you girls, you have an opportunity to give a monk talk every day.
Yes.
Each one of you. Yes. And each one of you has said, go stick it up your nose.
Not at all.
That's what you said.
No.
That's what you said. Ellen.
A pause.
That's what you said by saying no. And she said, sometimes a pause. What is the pause about? Are you tired? Are you overworked with the ideas? I mean, here you give me the microphone, you say, go, you know. And you say, no, don't give this talk title. Give this title up here, you know. And this sounds more interesting down here, you know. And so you want to change things around. And I say, I don't care. And I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, right? And that's what you should do. Always talk about what you want to talk about. And Ellen, when you open your mouth in the presence of people who are interested in what we're talking about, you're a genius, and you know it. And Ingeborg, when you keep your mind in the idea that you're not teaching anybody, you're just sharing who you are, you're great. But the minute you start trying to teach somebody, you get a little dictatorial. You must do this, you must do it. And you know, we don't do that. And Greg, he thinks he's not a good public speaker.
He's good.
But every time he opens his mouth, it sounds just like it's a prepared lecture, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Deep, comprehensive, it is charming, it's filled with witty illustrations, and he's just a master at it. And one day, he will appreciate that and use it more often, right? Yes. And I don't know too much about you, Rochelle, but I have a feeling that you have some undeveloped or unrevealed, I don't want to say unexposed, but unrevealed talents that when you get going with them because you feel secure in other areas of your life, you're going to be a super lady in that area. You are already a super lady, but you'll be a super lady in that area of that talent that you've kept hidden for now. But that'll come. You watch and see. I mean, anyone who can be a wordsmith, and you're a wordsmith, you know. You know what a wordsmith is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone who can be a wordsmith, it doesn't matter what the words are about. You can take any subject, any topic, any thought at all, and just rattle off some beautiful prose about it. And it can be, you know, world-shaking. Or world soothing, however you wish to have it, right?
Right.
That was not powerful enough, right?
Right.
That still wasn't powerful.
Oh.
No, that's right, right. Yes, that is right. You know, you want to get the emphasis on the right syllable. And when you do that, then it's in all in perfect order. Okay. Come to grips with your potentialities. It is exciting. And Ellen, she never knew she had potentialities until she had to take him. She took over the university here and ran it for years in a beautiful manner. And she did it with her own judgment and her own understanding. And she maintained the budget in a very excellent way. And she's just a super lady, and she doesn't believe that she is a good person to tell other people how to work and how to live, but she's exquisite at it. And Ingeborg thinks that she can do anything, and that's notable. However, do it in a little way first, you know. Listen to this. Ingeborg thinks that she can do anything. And Ingeborg says, yes, I will do anything. But Ingeborg, along with saying yes, and along with thinking, you have to have the enjoyment to do it too. Because if you don't have the enjoyment to do whatever you're doing, it's hell. It's not worth doing. And you have taken a lot of jobs that you really didn't have a good time doing. And that's the time not to take those jobs. Take jobs where you are delighted and happy and harmonious and flying with it, okay? But this is the important thing, because I can do anything. We can all do anything, but we don't want to. Would you like to scrub toilets all your life? Not particularly.
My own time.
I don't think that's what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about getting out there and doing other people's. No, our own, I would like to think that each of us take care of our own bathroom and so forth. During the School of the Master, we learned to wipe out the sink, to wipe off the faucets. You probably saw him do that. Yeah, and make sure there's no drips that are going to fall out of the faucet, because if a drip falls out of the faucet, you blew it. No, that's why you have to dab it underneath the faucet to make sure the drips don't come, because sometimes the drips can be a mess for you, for the principal. The point being that we're learning how to do everything. And does he make the washcloth on the towel rack perfect? So that the tips of both touch good. Well, he learned well. And, you know, we had these people, 18, 19 of them there at School of the Master. And all of them, rah, 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 rah. When they went home, they did everything like this. And their family said, my God, what's this neatness about?
Like since, yeah, she got crazy behind.
Yeah.
But then when she came here, she liked it and she wanted to apply it.
Yeah. Well, when you see it here, sometimes when you go to your home and then you take this new technique and you apply it, you do it with superiority and you do it with, everyone should do this. And that's not true. You should do it if you wish. Everyone shouldn't do it unless they wish. But if you are going out and telling other people what to do, then it's not your potentiality. You're just going out and being a dictator, you know. And you do it. You make your towel nice. You make your sink nice. And somebody else comes along and messes it up. That's their business. But you make it nice. That's all that matters. Well, I think we have come to grips with your potentialities and pointed out how exciting it is. And we've had a few comments from the audience this morning. And I'll have to remember to put this on conference when the audience speaks after this, because that'll bring you in a little better. But I still think it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you for your kind attention and your cooperation. And this is the thought for today. Come to grips with your potentialities. It is exciting. I love you.